Who would suffer pain and even die to stand up for principle? Who would suffer pain and even die to stand up for principle? Few would. Few would suffer pain and die to stand up for principle. Why do we say few would do that? Because how many people would like to go to war for principle? How many people would like to go to war to fight for some other nation, which has nothing to do with their own nation, so they can have the right to be a nation unto themselves? How many people would stand up for a principle? It's the principle that they're standing up for. It's not the other nation. It's the principle that the other nation has the right to be the other nation that they are, to be the nation that they want to be, to live the life that is important to them. And how many are able to do that? Well, not very many would want to do that. Not very many are mercenaries. And, of course, a mercenary is in it for the money and for the fame. But who would suffer pain and even die to stand up for principle? Every day, we are confronted with principle. We are confronted with the values that establish who we are on this planet Earth. We are confronted by whether we are living our philosophy, living our religion, living what we believe is true every moment of our life. Now, not many people can do that. Not many people want to do that. Everybody wants to live, not everybody, many want to live a more peaceful, quiet life that is free of conflict with anybody else. But how can you do that? The first thing you have to do if you want to stand up for principle is have a principle. Now, what is your principle? Live and let live? What is your principle? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you? What is your principle? Be the most beautiful person you can be. Be yourself and have fun and live your life. And then another aspect of that principle comes along. Are you your brother's keeper? Are you supposed to take care of your brother's habitat, of your brother's house, of your brother's home, of your brother's country, of your brother's nature, of your brother's body? Are you supposed to do that? No. But what you are supposed to do, and what every one of us really wants to do, is to live our life according to the way we feel it is valuable that we live it. We want to live our life with our values, and those are our principles. Now, if you ever visualize anyone not enjoying peace, harmony, right action, unconditional love, if you ever view anyone not enjoying that, then they are not enjoying it, and you are not enjoying it. Because they are an expression of you. They are an expression of what is going on in your mind and your heart. So, truly, when you are one as the divine in you, you will say, all is in divine order. And everyone has the right to live their life in divine order. Everyone has the right to live their life in peace, in harmony, in goodness. It's not that we have to go over there and fight their battles for them. It's not that we have to go to another nation and stop them from warring with one another. We don't tell the children on the street to stop fighting. We stop having in our hearts the attitude of fight, the attitude of anger, the attitude of the lack of peace. We see peace for everyone. We see peace on earth because it's our nature. It's who we are. And we do suffer pain and we even die when we see principle being violated. Principle is always the same. To be in divine order, principle is always the same. Whatever is for the highest good. Now, can the highest good vary? Can it be changeable? Can it at some times be one thing and sometimes another? Oh, yes. But only from the human point of view. From the divine point of view, there is never a change. There's never a growth. There's never an expansion into whatever is higher and better. From the divine point of view, all is fulfilled right now. All is done right now. There is no more to be added to it. There's no more to be fulfilled by it. They cannot be happier. They cannot be less happy. They cannot be healthier or less healthy. They cannot be wealthy or less wealthy. Everything is in divine order. And we see everything in peace. Now, the difficulty we have is how do we interpret what principle means? Even the dictionary has a great problem in determining what principle means. It says principal and principle. And principal means both the chief executive and it means the chief principle, the chief tenet by which any thought is being thought. And in principle, it's basically the chief tenet, the chief attitude that is being lived. And the chief attitude is, we are a principle of democracy, or we are a principle of monarchy, or we are a principle of what type of government. But the thing is, what is that principle? Now, the individual is another thing. Now, you are the principal character in all of your actions in life, in all of the things you're doing. And you suffer very great pain and very great death. In fact, death is what we know all because we are not living principle. If we were truly living principle, we would be living eternally in this physical body as we are, in this physical mind as we are, in this physical universe as we do. But the thing is, we think we don't, because we create this physical universe always changing. We create the tectonic plates slipping back and forth across the surface of the earth, wiping out and bringing forth new all the time. Whereas that's not true, because how can I say that immortality is reality right now? I can say it from one simple point of view. All time and space are right here now. That whatever experience we're having in our life, we're living it in the here and the now. And if we're living all time and all space in the here and the now, what are we doing? What we're doing is we're living principle. Now, is this principle really representative of immortality? Is this principle representative of immortality, of eternality? Is it the allness? Or is it just one little segment of the allness? Is it one little nowness of the infinite now? We would like to live in the infinite now, and that's what we do when we stand up for principle. When we stand up for principle, we say, all is beautiful. All is perfect. All is now. Could we imagine God as a flawless being? Could we imagine God as something evolving into something better? Can we imagine God having a past, having a future, having a present? No. That we can understand. That we can understand. We don't really understand it, because if we understood it, we'd be it. But that we can understand, and that is our reality. You are all God. All is God. We are all God. There can be no separation. But mentally, we play the game. We play the game of checkers, and we play the game of winning and losing. We play the game of many things, and we play the game of winning and losing. But we're never losing. and we're never winning, but we're always playing the game, and as we enjoy playing the game, as we are ourself, as we live and be all that is good and beautiful and wonderful, then we are doing it. Truly, because we are not standing up for principle and knowing all is in divine order at all times, we are suffering pain and dying. And we are suffering pain and dying only to the old or to the appearance. And the reality is always there. And the reality is who we are always. And we see every being on the face of the earth just like we are. We see every circumstance on the face of the earth fulfilled and beautiful and magnificent, just like we are. And as we do this, we are enjoying the most wonderful, the most fulfilled, the most dynamic, the most remarkable experience that anyone could ever know in the universe. We are enjoying wholeness now. We are enjoying God now. We are enjoying the divine now. And we are enjoying all in divine order right now. When we're being ourselves and we're having the greatest fun we could ever have. Because that's what the principle of life is all about. And that's who you and I are all about. We are being ourselves and having fun, and that's all that our purpose is. To be ourselves and have fun, nothing more, nothing less. To be ourselves and have fun, all in divine order. Enjoy this with me now, for it is our truth, our reality, and our life. I love you. I love you. I love you.